This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Khabbab ibn al-Adrat radiyallahu anhu, he said, تقرب إلى الله بما استطعت. Draw close to Allah Azza wa Jal with whatever you're able to. يعني pray, fast, zakat, charity, look after the poor, do good deeds. Draw nearer to Allah Azza wa Jal with whatever you're able to do. And then he said, وَعْلَمْ. But you better know that there is nothing that will bring you close to Allah Azza wa Jal more than His word, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing will bring you close to Allah Azza wa Jal than His word. Al-Qur'an, the word, the Qur'an. And this is why the first command to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, Iqra, Iqra. Before Allah Azza wa Jal said to him, Usjud waqtarib. Before Allah Azza wa Jal commanded the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pray and make sujood, and before He commanded him to give zakat and hajj and all the deeds that we know in Islam, before all of this, Allah said to him, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read. Because if you don't read the Quran, how are you going to know about the other matters that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves? If nothing will bring you close to Allah and earn you Allah's love and develop love in your heart for Allah more than the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you read the Quran while you ponder and reflect and understand what you're reading, and most importantly, implement what you're reading. Your concern should not be to reach to the end of the page or the end of a surah. That's not your concern. Your concern should be read a couple of ayat, ponder over them and understand them. Do tadabbur of the ayat. This is how you increase your love for Allah, by tadabbur over this Quran. What does tadabbur mean? Tadabbur, we always hear that tadabbur al-Quran, to ponder over the Quran, reflect over the Quran. My brothers and sisters in Islam, al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah, he said, وَمَا تَدَبُّرُ آيَاتِهِ إِلَّا بِاتِّبَاعِهِ. The highest degree of pondering over the Qur'an is to implement the Qur'an. This is it. This is what pondering the Qur'an means. It means to apply it in your life, to implement the Qur'an in your life. يعني when you read قوله تعالى الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, that one of the qualities of the believers is that they establish the prayer. And then when you get up, and you hear the adhan, and you make wudu, and you pray salat al-dhuhr or salat al-asr, remembering the word of Allah that the believers establish as-salat, alladhina yuqimun as-salat. This is the highest degree of tadabbur al-Qur'an. You have now pondered over the Qur'an. The highest degree of pondering over the Qur'an is to implement it in your life.